This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I'm kind of a little, I don't know how I should feel, if I should be ashamed of myself or if I did good parenting. You know, we do this a lot where, you know, we'll either yell at the kids or we'll commend the kids or we'll giggle at something that they did, and then you start to have regret. Well, this is something I never really mentally prepared myself for. By the way, you know, a lot of us parents, we just kind of wing it, you know, when the kids are born and, you know, as they grow up, you know, but me, I tried to do some preparation. Okay, I did some dry run. First, I stretched and did some calisthenics. I mean, you know, before they came. Okay, I mean, I wanted to be very ready. Okay? You know, then, you know, I had the talks with my husband. Okay, we're not going to cuss. We're not going to have alcohol in front of them. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're not gonna do that. And I mean, after like day five, I mean, he was like, shut that baby up. I'm sick of this. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Okay, so anyway, so that all fell by the wayside. But, you know, I prepared myself on how I would talk to the kids about sex. And I thought the preparatory work that me and my husband did on discussions of sex, which usually ended in our own having sex, which was kind of fun, but anyway, but a lot of our prep work, I think was worth it, you know, because when we did discuss, you know, sex with the kids, etc., it was flawless. We didn't look awkward. You know, well, I usually did all of the talking because my husband was like, I can't bring that up. Don't have me do it. It was good. But the one thing I didn't really prep for is Holocaust. Okay? I knew the kids, we were going to be discussing it when they were older. You know, and it was one of those things where I was like, you just don't think about the bad stuff. You think about the rites of passage. But you don't realize that, you know, like puberty and things like that, rites of passage. But you don't realize that something like the Holocaust, that affected many of our families, Christian, Jewish alike, would be a topic that you would have to have with your kids. So I guess what happened is, we've had the talk. We talked about it. You know, most of my family was killed. If it wasn't for my grandmother's family escaping and my grandfather's escaping to Israel, and then both of them meeting and getting married, our whole bloodline would have been completely slaughtered. So we had, and the rest of the family was. All our Polish family, Russian family, the rest of our German family, Austria, they all died. So, when topics would come up about the Holocaust, you know, of course, you know, we'd tell the kids about the family that we lost and what happened and, you know, why we should never forget and why we need to be prepared, especially if a government decides to start taking our guns away, like the Nazi Empire did. You know, and so, we've had those discussions. But my son, I guess, at school, yesterday, there was the other day, there was a Holocaust survivor that came and spoke to them, which is, there's no more World War I vets for us to talk to. And the World War II vets and the World War II people who lived during that era, we need to capture as many, you know, stories and as many memories as we can, because as time progresses, we may not have that many more of them to talk to. So there was a Holocaust survivor, bless him, that came and spoke to the kids. And, my son kind of talked about it, you know, throughout the day. You know, and he said, you know, Mom, it was kind of sad. And I go, no, yeah, it was very, very sad. You know, why? You know, because his family died and he had to see it happen. And he's like, yeah. You know, and so, you could see he kind of wanted to talk about it, but he didn't know how. And then finally, last night, he comes up to me and he goes, I need a hug. And I'm like, really, baby? Why? You know, what happened? You know, is it a puberty thing? Listen, you know, we deflect, okay? You know, we talk about what we know. I'm a
know if you guys have been watching Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland, where apparently the guy that ends up being the press secretary, he doesn't know how to answer certain questions. And I'm having some issues with that show. We'll talk about later. So apparently, you know, when he goes, what do I do if somebody asks you a question that I don't know how to handle? You deflect. Okay, you need to flex. You start talking about something else. Okay, so, you know, I have the puberty talk down. So anytime my kids, like, you know, Mom, you know, what if somebody next to me is doing drugs? Well, let's talk about puberty. You know, because that's what I'm prepared for. Just like with my show. So, Nadia, can you talk to us about, you know, what happens if pseudostratified columnar epithelium meets an acid base and there's some metabolic disturbance? You know what? Why don't we talk about Viagra? Okay, that's just what we do. We deflect. So anyway, apparently it was really hitting him, and he just he couldn't stop getting those images out of his mind. Now it's already 11:10, 11:15. He has a variety of tests the next day, you know, to take, and you know, I'm like, look, he's got to go to sleep, and I have no problem talking about the Holocaust, but I got to get this kid to sleep, and he's really taking this hard, you know. And you always wonder, you know, what's a good age to discuss this with kids? I think any subject is appropriate, you know, in terms of that with kids, you know, once they're in grade school, but it's a graded type of discussion. Apparently he got details, and you know, him being turning 14 years old, those details now, you know, are going to stick. So you know what I decided to do was play some funny videos for him, not on the Holocaust, some Eddie Murphy's Delirious. Okay, I shouldn't have done that because there were some cuss words, but I'm like, look, you can't go to sleep, you're thinking about this, let's just play some funny videos. So he did. He played, you know, we watched some funny videos on YouTube, Key and Peele, that kind of stuff. Then he fell asleep. So I was really happy that I got him to sleep, because otherwise he'd be up all night worrying about it. But then I feel guilty. You know, I mean, should we have just had the discussion? You know, what would have been better? It's very interesting because I talk about psychology and I talk about how you got to talk about it and how you got to, work through things. But what do you do at 11:30 at night, you know, when your kid is having trouble sleeping? So, I think I did right. I think I made that right decision, but it's a tough one, you know? And so, we probably should have conversations on what to do to get your kids to fall asleep, or how to fall asleep. You know, a lot of times I'll be worrying about something about work, and I really need to have a distractor. Now, it's very, very successful. Luckily now with the media, there is so much you can access on your computer, you know, on your iPhone. So, I mean, you could always distract. But when is it good to distract, and when should you really just sit there and have that conversation? Problem is, with my kid, it's not a quick conversation. Why this? Now it's 2 a.m. All right, so I don't feel too guilty. I think I did the right thing. All right, so if I'm not a good parent, maybe I'll be a good radio host. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Tom who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this Trump scandal, shall we say, with women now coming more and more, surfacing, saying that he had been inappropriate. Mm-hmm. He groped them. He kissed them. He walked in on them naked, assaulted them, has brought up a variety of questions and now controversies. Okay, why are they bringing it up now?
after 30 years, why all of a sudden this week they're all coming out? And other sides of the story, how could he have gone this long doing something like this and it not surfacing? So, you know, I had talked about earlier in the week, or last week, about how I'm really upset that a conversation of sexual assault or sexual inappropriateness, all right, or lewdness, okay, whether it's with Bill Clinton, Trump, etc., is unfortunately being a topic of conversation now when it's all politicized. All right, and that's the problem with media these days and TV, etc., is very important issues don't come up until there's something very catastrophic or until there's something very sensational about it in the media. Just like with Ebola. Ebola has been killing people for decades. But only, until it got to a point where it was killing thousands, then it got to the news. And that's what everybody talked about, and that's when everybody, and, you know, that's just what happens. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. So now we're having all these discussions on how women could be faking it and women could be lying. And this is not the type of conversation that we really, really want to have whenever we're trying to head off and trying to curb, you know, sexual assault and harassment and groping, etc. And it's a shame because groping and butt smacking and, you know, these types of behaviors were a lot more rampant decades ago. And it was something that a society unfortunately considered okay. You would see in the old movies, you know, somebody gets smacked on the butt and the woman's like, oh, you know, and she walks on and the guys are like high-fiving each other and she just walks away mad. And these were things, that this type of behavior was, you know, considered, acceptable. All right. I mean, they would be considered an idiot or whatever, but nobody was suing. Nobody was throwing them in jail. It was, you know, he took advantage, and, you know, we women felt it was our fault. Unfortunately, we women felt it was our fault for being in a position where something like this could happen. You know, one of my medical school photos, we were all sitting there posing, and I don't remember who the student was behind me, but we did a very formal pose, and then we did a pose where it was supposed to be clowning around. So we were all making funny faces, and the guy behind me decided to grab my breast for the picture. It's not funny. So for a picture which has been circulating now for a while, it's a picture of all of us, our medical school class, and he grabbed me my breast. Okay? And now, of course, I turned around, I smacked him, and I hit him. And again, back then, you called him an idiot. I mean, you hit him, and you moved on. Which, I'm glad we've progressed to the point where we can actually take it further if we need to. Now, personally, was I bothered by that? I wasn't. Because at that time, that's just what I guess your friends and people around you did, and it just, you know, it didn't bother me. Now, have I had actions taken against me that have? Absolutely. I've had patients touch my butt, and oh, no way. Oh, no, that bothers me. When a patient grabs your butt, all right, or I had a patient touch my breast two different times in a hug. He was pretending in a hug. I get just so mad when I think that I let that happen. But you see my thinking. I'm like, I let that happen. I should have been more careful. I should have been more, and we all do that. Anybody that's ever been a victim of assault or even rape, they go back and they start to blame themselves. They go, it was me. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I did this. And, you know, we still don't have that thinking that it was somebody that, it was them. They were a predator. They were planning it. You know, those patients in my room were planning it. And that's a thought I can't wrap my head around. Because I don't like to think that happened. Nobody wants to think that somebody was sitting there planning. You know, when a child gets abducted, it's usually not a whim. They've been planning it out for weeks. So now we have the Fox News has a article here on the Trump sexual assault allegations, why some victims stay silent. You know, and again, I mean, now we're back and forth going, The problem is this is now a very, very highly, highly controversial election. And so we have, you know, women now claiming that Trump was inappropriate to them. And you have multiple. So does multiple mean it happened? You know, I mean, there's more of a likely that it could have happened. But once Trump was caught on tape saying, yeah, he kisses women, he does this, of course there's going to be people now feeling more comfortable saying, yes, he did it to me. So why do people stay quiet for 30 years? Why? Well, you know, maybe back then it bothered them. But it bothered them to the point where they got over it. And, you know, like me with my instance, I've had a variety of others that I'm not going into, cases, I was like, you know what, I just don't want to rehash it. You know, it happened, I'm done, I don't want to rehash it. But now that the conversation is there, and, you know, some people, they feel guilty for not bringing it up. You know, and so years later, they're like, you want to know what? I don't want anybody else, this happened to anybody else. Not that I really foresee Trump doing that to anybody else now. I mean, with him being so public and married, etc. But then again, I mean, what did Bill Clinton do in the White House? So I, you know, you don't assume, never say never. But, you know, now that there's this conversation, now that, you know, somebody hears, and let's say this really happened to them, you know, and they hear, yeah, you know, I could, you know, touch somebody, I could kiss somebody, I could put my hand up their skirt, and no consequences. And they're like, yeah, I was that person. I was that person. So I'm not surprised that if somebody truly was assaulted, let's say by Trump or Clinton, I'm not surprised that somebody would come out years later and be and actually have an honest account of it, because it was something where they're like, I don't want to relive it. I don't want people to know. It's also very embarrassing. When things like that happen, it's very embarrassing. You know, when that patient, touched me inappropriately, and I didn't go to authorities, I didn't clearly tell anybody, but I told my husband. In fact, I didn't even tell my husband the first time. I didn't want to rehash it. I didn't want to make a big deal of it. Well, all of a sudden, one of the patient's family members wants to know why I discharged a patient. And they really want to know, and start saying you abandoned this patient, and they want to take action. Now, I immediately call the medical board and I go, okay, what are you supposed to do? Because I can't tell a family member without HIPAA consent what their perverted family member did, and they're like, no, you can't. Yeah, and I go, well, what do I do if this goes further? I mean, they go, you know what, you've given us your account. Once a family member does decide to, want explanation, then we could, through our process, go through the proper channels, getting HIPAA consent, etc., and then we could have it all out. But you don't, then we could reveal what has to be revealed. But you don't necessarily have to tell the family member, you know, what generally happened. And it was one of those things where it's like, God, I just want to tell them that their family member was a perv. But, there's guidelines, there's rules that you have to follow. And then, you know, once it goes through the motions, that's where, or in a hearing, then it does. So, my guess is the family member figured it out. All right. And, it never seemed to, I never had to, you know, but it was one of those things where I'm like, do I really need to talk about it? Do I really need to make this public? You know, and actually it was my husband that originally called the medical board, and he goes, look, I know this is going to sound weird, but a patient touched Dr. Dahlia's boob, and I mean, it was just so weird to talk about. So, yeah, I've stayed quiet. A lot of people stay quiet. So, why do people stay quiet? Well, you know, they feel there's going to be retribution. They don't want to rehash it. They sometimes, you know, feel guilty that maybe it was them, you know, and that could have instigated it, which is wrong. And so, unfortunately, you have a lot of sexual assault or inappropriateness not reported. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Be Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Elliott Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. I'm having a pickle, right, for my meal. Oh, it's so good. I love pickles. I can eat pickles all day long, you know, because they're sour and they're juicy. I think the best part about a pickle is it's crisp. People like to eat crisp. You know, like the Kit Kat, those Kit Kat commercials, give me a break, give me a break, give me something for that Kit Kat bar. Okay, you hear the click, click, click. One of the best commercials I think Kit Kat ever came out with was the crispiness of the candy. I don't like anything mushy. I don't like anything curdled. Oh, my God. Cottage cheese? Oh, keep that away from me. Don't give me anything curdled and lumpy. I do not like lumpy. But pickle, it's crisp. It's easy to eat. You also don't get dirty. It's very interesting when you look at foods. Sorry, I'm really, really hungry, so I'm looking at this. It's very interesting when you look at foods. You know, some of us will prefer a food because it's a very clean eat. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Okay, well, if you had a choice to grab a pickle or a barbecue slathered up drippy rib, okay, in a hurry. Now, yeah, if you could sit there and dig into a whole thing of ribs, yeah, okay. I mean, but it's supposed to be beef ribs. I'm like, ooh, ah, it feels really good. Okay, anyway. Personally, for me, I choose the pickle. Because you could just grab it, you could just eat it. I mean, it's really interesting when you look at the psychology of people and how they, and I know I'm not the typical person, I get that. But, you know, people want ease. I rarely order ribs. I probably have never ordered a rib dinner. Remember, I used to wait tables at Tony Roma's. Ribs are delicious. Ribs are, they're a great way to eat meat. But I probably have never ordered an order of ribs in my life. Why? Because it's too difficult to eat. You have to sit there and hold a bone that's drippy and dirty with a whole bunch of sauce on it. And then you have to try to shear your meat off of the bone. And I chipped the tooth once on my fork. I don't know if you guys have noticed that one tooth is a little different in size than the other. It's because I bit down hard on a fork and I chipped my tooth. So I learned I can't be chipping a tooth on a rib bone. So I just avoid it. Now, sometimes my husband will cut the meat off the rib for me. Yay, because he loves me. So he takes the rib, and he has it standing up all vertical, and then he takes his knife, and he just serrates the meat off of the rib. Now, I still have a problem with it, because he leaves meat pieces on the rib. Okay? And from a psychological standpoint, when you want to eat a piece of meat, you don't want to leave, and again, it is delicious meat, you don't want to leave fragments of delicious meat on the bone. Now, he goes, it's not going to go to waste. It's going to go to the dog. Okay, all right, well, the dog can, you know, somehow serrate that rest of the meat. But I'm like, if you're going to cut the meat correctly off the bone, you need to make sure you shear it. And by the way, usually rib meat, you have that fascia that separates the muscle from the bone, right? You know when you take the, you know, it's kind of whitish and shiny? Yeah. So a lot of times you want that connective tissue there. It helps you poop really good. Connective tissue with meat. You know, meat is not that bad of food. Everybody freaks out, oh, you're eating too much meat. You can't, yeah, you shouldn't eat too much meat, okay? But having a little bit of meat is fine, people. We're going to be talking about in the next segment these vegan babies. And do they need meat? And what is wrong with a vegan diet? So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. I was on KABC with John Phillips and Jillian. And they were asking why would parents be feeding kids vegans. So we'll be talking about that. And, you know, God bless our vegans out there. They're some of the healthiest people. And there is a way to do a vegan baby diet. There is a way. It's just you have to put a lot of work into it. You have to be very exact and you have to be on top of it. You know, like, what is it? Something on rice? Sticky rice? Like sticky rice on your teeth. You got to be really on top of it. Okay, really quickly here. For the first time, scientists have been able to allow a paralyzed man to experience the sense of touch in his mind-controlled robotic arm. This is so cool. This was a collaboration between the University of Pittsburgh and the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Electrodes smaller than a grain of sand were implanted in the sensory cortex of the man's brain. The electrodes received signals from a robot arm. When the researcher pressed the fingers of the prosthesis, the man felt the pressure in the fingers of his paralyzed right hand. So it bypassed the spinal cord. I apologize for losing my voice. That's why I brought up pickles. When you eat a pickle, for some reason your voice sounds funny afterwards. I don't get it. Okay, anyway, so back to this. So
what happens when somebody's paralyzed? The nerve conduction and the communication between the limb and the brain is severed or damaged. So if you could bypass that connection, you know, like in traffic, like, you know what, man, I'm just going to go off the road. I'm going to go off-roading. That's kind of what this does. So the results of the experiment has been repeated over several months with 30-year-old Nathan Copeland. And this offers a breakthrough in the restoration of a critical function in people with paralyzed limbs. So the ability not just to move your limbs, but to feel. It's very difficult to move something that doesn't have any sensation to it. So the experiment with Copeland, I guess, let me see here, President Obama, I guess, visited Pittsburgh for a White House Frontiers conference on advances in science. And he said, it's amazing, pretty cool. Obama said before asking Copeland to blow it up with a handshake where they each pulled their hand away at the end. He said, I couldn't be prouder of all of you. Copeland was a teenager, I guess, when his car spun out of control, according to the Washington Post. It was a rainy winter night more than a decade ago. So he has tetraplegia, paralysis of all four limbs. He can, however, move his shoulders. So 5 years ago, he volunteered for the research at UPMC. There, a team of researchers, biomedical engineers, and doctors of rehab medicine have been, you know, kind of messing around with the technology, going, you know what, maybe this could work, or we could help paralyzed people feel sensation. And so he had been studying nanotechnology before his accident, so he was a perfect subject. So last spring, the surgeons implanted these four tiny electrodes in the left hemisphere of the brain into the sensory cortex area, so this senses touch in the body's right hand and finger. Copeland already had the chips implanted in his brain that connect him to already the mind-controlled robotic arm. So this wasn't new territory. To test whether the new chips would allow him to experience touch, he was blindfolded so that he couldn't see what the researcher was doing. One by one, the researcher touched his robotic hand. Each time, Copeland correctly identified the location of the touch. I would have been crying. I would have been absolutely ecstatic. He said, I could feel just about every finger. He says, sometimes it feels electrical and sometimes it's pressure. But for the most part, I can tell most of the fingers with the definite precision. It feels like my fingers are getting touched or pushed. Look how much we take for granted, you know, of what we can do and what we could feel. This is crazy. So no robotic limb up until now could allow you to experience the sense of touch. All it would do was help you, you know, move. And so, for this to actually, this could be really, 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 really excellent. And, you know, when you have that sense of touch, you could use your robotic arm more. So it allows you to get a little bit more control. Okay? So electrical stimulation of nerves in amputee bodies now will allow you to control the movement, but not sensation. So if you don't have a functioning peripheral nerve system, what's the nerve system? So you got your central nerve system, which is your brain, and then your peripheral nerves, your brain is spinal cord, and then your peripheral nerve system are the nerves that go out to the limbs. So when your peripheral nerve system is severed, you can't, your central could be intact and they can't do anything. Now, if your central nervous system ever gets affected, unfortunately, then with that, that's a problem. Then you know, it doesn't matter how good your arms are, etc. All right, so very, very cool. You know, we're by the way, there was one in an experiment where there was a 36-year-old who had spinocerebellar degeneration, which affects the connection to the brains and muscles. She was able to eat a piece of chocolate on her own and did because of her brain chip. Woo-hoo! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've been hearing of these cases where parents are being accused of child abuse for feeding their infants vegan diets. And this has kind of been a trend. We are seeing more and more stars taking this vegan role on. Now, first, vegan as an adult is becoming very, very popular. I guess Jessica Simpson, Olivia Wilde have become vegan. I think even Bill Clinton has become vegan now. And when somebody is so convinced that this is a very, very healthy way to go, they feel great, they feel healthy. When they have a baby, they're going to probably want to do the same thing. Alicia Silverstone has reportedly been raising her 3-month-old baby, Bear Blue, on a strictly vegan diet. And so, you know, you have many people, not because of stars, but just in general going, you wonder why? I don't think I need to give my kid all this fish, dairy, meat. And, you know, can you blame them? Because, you know, they're hearing all this news about cholesterol and diabetes and childhood obesity. And so, you know, parents are probably like, why am I giving them fatty meats? Why? You know, when babies were born in caveman days, they didn't have teeth. You know, that you really didn't feed the babies the zebra. They breastfed for years. You know, so, you know, is meat necessary when a child is 6 months old, a pureed meat? Yeah, and so we don't think meat per se is necessary, but we have a lot of concerns when it comes to the amino acids that these kids could be getting if they are on a vegetarian or vegan diet. Now, if a parent wants to raise their child vegetarian, I don't have a problem with that. If the child is still getting milk, if the child is still getting eggs, remember, you don't do whole milk till a child is 12 months old. You have to do breast milk or formula milk before then. But if the child is getting breast milk or infant milk, and then after 12 months old, regular milk, the child's getting eggs, that's great. Because, again, you want to make sure they're getting their essential amino acids. A vegan diet makes me more nervous. And it's not that it's the vegan diet per se. Okay, because if you do a true vegan diet, you could get your essential amino acids like lysine, methionine. You could get them if you calculate and you find the appropriate nuts and tofu and quinoa and the vegetables. You could get what you could get what you need. But the reason why I am against the vegan diet in an infant is the average mom going to be on top of it? And if that parent screws up, that child could be malnourished. Another thing about vegan diets is they fill you up, but they're not big on calories. So when you see these cases of babies being quote-unquote malnourished, it's not only a vitamin deficiency, but it's also a weight issue. So we as physicians need to monitor their weights. 2007 in Atlanta, two vegan parents were sentenced to life in prison after their son died of malnourishment. They had been feeding him a diet of soy milk and apple juice. In April, an 11-month-old baby died after suffering complications from vitamin deficiencies. I guess the parents were not giving the child any solid foods. The mother was vegan and exclusively breastfeeding the child. But, I mean, here's the thing. You could breastfeed a child. I mean, you could breastfeed a child when they're 11 months old. My concern is there must have been another issue where the child was having nutritional deficiencies. And we do start to, even if you breastfeed, we still will introduce solid food because as that baby is growing, they're going to need more nutrients. So, does veganism cause infant death? It's not the veganism. I think what it is it's the lack of education that the parents may have because you need to be exact. So, meat seems to have it all in terms of the amino acids. So, and B12. So your meat is giving you your iron. It's giving you your B12. It's giving you your zinc intake. So that's why a lot of parents will say, tackle this. I'm just going to give the kids some meat. And, you know, and so now some parents will say, well, look, I'm going to switch to soy milk. Okay? So I'll do soy. Here's the problem with soy. If you don't have to give your baby soy, I would be very, very reluctant. Now, there has been a lot of studies. linking soy to malnutrition, digestive distress, endocrine issues, thyroid dysfunction, cognitive decline. Here's the thing. There has been some studies saying, you want to know what? Soy infant formula isn't dangerous. You could relax when it comes to soy infant formula. So we still don't have a definite, you know, hell no, don't go there when it comes to soy formulas. But keep in mind, we also haven't had soy-based formulas out long enough to look longitudinally and see how these people do when they're adults. So, you know, if somebody was completely strictly soy-based, okay, and on a soy-based diet, and they're saying that these soy formulas could put somebody at risk for breast cancer, I mean, that could be 20, 30, 40 years until we see that happen. But they are cautioning about thyroid dysfunction with soy, because soy has phytoestrogens in it, which mimic estrogen. So, you know, we need to be very, very careful. Now, mind you, if a child is allergic to milk, I mean, truly allergic to his mom's breast milk, or if mom can't breastfeed and he cannot tolerate infant formulas, you got to feed the kid and then you got to go to soy. You have to. But if you don't necessarily have to, we're kind of saying, you know, be careful. They say 90% of soybeans are grown as genetically modified, and many soybean crops are heavily sprayed with chemical herbicides. So a French team of researchers looked at glyphosate and found that to be carcinogenic. And even if you have organically grown soybeans, we're being told here by the Huffington Post that there's anti-nutrients like saponins, soyatoxin, phytates, trypsin inhibitors, etc. And fermentation will destroy these anti-nutrients, but many, I guess, people here in the U.S. do not consume fermented soy, but unfermented soy. And unfermented soy is what's in infant formula. So what are some of these phytates or these high phytic acids? No, high phytic acid could reduce your assimilation of calcium, magnesium, copper, iron, and zinc. So it doesn't allow you to absorb the vitamins that you need. There's trypsin inhibitors, which could also inhibit growth. Maybe it could cause some pancreatic disorders. There's goitrogens, which could block the synthesis of thyroid hormones, causing hypothyroidism. They even have been linking it to thyroid cancer, maybe some autoimmune thyroid disease. Now, I don't know much about, you know, all these different quote-unquote anti-nutrients that soy could have. Maybe there's some babies that have done really good on soy formula. I've never really seen a child have an issue with soy formula. But again, what happens long-term? What about manganese, aluminum? Some soy foods contain high levels of aluminum. So we need to be very, very careful. Now, fermented soy products include, you know, soy sauce, miso, etc. But, you know, there is something called soy toxicity. And so you also don't want to overdo your soy. So when it comes to babies, you know, what I recommend is if you do want to go vegan, you better have a nutritionist, you better have a pediatrician all over it. All right? And you need to follow it strictly. If you think the babysitter or the daycare center is not going to be on top of it, then you need to maybe consider downgrading to vegetarian, okay? But these kids, they need their amino acids, and, I mean, even fish. You know, you can even give the child, and you know, some vegetarians will eat fish, you know, so. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless
regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.